The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, good evening. I don't get to say that too often, a couple times a year. This is one of them. So I don't know how this season has been for you. For us, you know, Advent, we've been preparing and getting ready. And I suspect my house has been getting a little bit ready for Christmas, as the world understands Christmas. We put the tree up yesterday, put a few ornaments on it. We are not looking very festive in our neighborhood in comparison to our loving neighbors, but we are festive. It's just a little more internal this year. But maybe you've been a little busy getting ready, all the things, preparing the right dishes, going to the grocery store. I understand that was a big mistake if you've done that recently. One of our dear friends here, I'm going to throw under the bus, but not directly. As I spoke to him this morning, he said, I got to take off. I got some Christmas shopping to do. I thought, thank God you didn't wait till the last minute. But the reality is we get into this rush because the world's saying, you got to do these things. And we take off and we go do them. And we are working hard at it, in case you hadn't been in traffic down towards the mall lately. Here's the good news and the bad news. Whatever you didn't get done, it's too late. It's just too late. Whatever that gift was that Amazon didn't get to the doorstop and to you today, if it didn't come today, it's just too late. And to that I say, thanks be to God. Because now we can say, well, what do we have to do now? It's like, well, let's, I don't know, worship Jesus. This is when we begin to remember, this is the reason we're here. This Jesus is the reason we're gathered here tonight. It's the reason this whole building exists and all the things around it. It is all about Jesus and about his coming and in preparation for his coming again. It's not necessarily about getting out there and making sure you get the right picture taken in front of the right place or with the right Santa Claus or get your whatever the dish is, whatever the tree is, making sure you get just the right picture out on your social media and so that you can justify your life and see what everybody else has to say, how wonderful it is you've done. Amen. And we hear in the midst of this season these wonderful words. They've been very familiar to us. And they are these words of hope, peace, love, and joy. They're familiar to us by now, aren't they? People have them on signs in their front yard. If you're liturgical people like we are, some people may name the candles on that wreath after them. Hope, peace, love, and joy. And the good news is we can have it because of Jesus. Now we live in a world that makes it very hard to get a hold of that hope, peace, love, and joy. Amen. And we live in a space where, especially in this preparation for the coming of Christ, that's potentially been the furthest thing from our mind. Things are happening out there that shouldn't be happening, that don't reflect hope, peace, love, and joy. There are these opportunities before us to where we can sink into it, but it's hard to do, isn't it? So we look for it in all these places and all these things. If we do just the right thing, maybe it'll work. If we get just the right people to come, if we go to just the right party, if we get just the right gift, if we decorate the house just so, if we get the right thing out on social media and the rest of the world affirms us, then we're okay. Amen? But the reality is, sometimes it just looks good, but it just doesn't sink in. We can fake it pretty well, but this is our chance to truly own it, the hope, the peace, the love, and the joy. At the deep depth of our soul, there is a way to not only obtain it, but to sustain it. And the way that is done, it is through Jesus Christ, Savior to all. In our reading this evening, I'm not going to go through the gospel because I expect somebody wants to get some sleep tonight. But I do want to talk a little bit about Paul's letter to Titus. It's one of these pastoral letters he's writing to one of the leaders in the church. And he's trying to keep him focused and doing his work. And he states this in chapter 3, verse 4. He says, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy, through the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit." So just like all the running and all the doing and all the planning and all the rest, I got to be careful because I preached this earlier and then screwed up the service. And all of our work and preparation, we still don't get it right sometimes. And we think it's going to be perfect. And then that little thing slides out and we go, oh, it was almost perfect. Well, thanks be to God, that's not true of our relationship with Jesus. What brings us to Christ is what he has done. He saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy and his grace. And that is our foundation. And when we can hold on to that, we can not only obtain hope, peace, love, and joy, but we can sustain it. Our hope is in Christ. The peace comes in knowing that through him we have life eternal, and this world doesn't seem so important all the time. The love is unconditional, which he pours out on us, and the joy comes from that. I'm not talking about happiness. The little chocolate chip cookies with the M&Ms in them, those make me happy. But they don't bring me joy. Joy is more than that. See, the joy comes when we know that our foundation doesn't slip. The joy comes when we can stand solid knowing that we have been saved by Jesus Christ. Our joy comes when we find the hope in him and we come to peace. We accept his unconditional love and begin to pour it out, and then the joy is there. The joy is what stays with us when the happiness fades. The joy is deeper. And Paul is reminding Titus, you have to hold on to this. It's not by what you're doing, brother, but it is by what Christ has done. He says, "This Spirit he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." The hope of eternal life is what underlines it all. It's what we hold to. It's why we're here. So brothers and sisters, if you have been rushing around, if you have been trying to get everything just right, and then suddenly discovered you forgot that one ingredient for grandma's sweet potatoes, and you just can't get it now, or you ordered just the perfect gift and Amazon somehow didn't get it to your door. If you're in the midst of that, I'd say just right now, just stop. Just take a deep breath. Because it's just too late. It's just too late. But it's not too late to stand on the foundation. The reason why we have this celebration to begin with, the hope. Find your peace. Experience his love. Feel the joy. This foundation is based on this. No matter what else you hear in this Christmas season, which, by the way, has just begun. That's why it's okay that my tree went up yesterday. So I tell myself. This foundation is this Christ child that we celebrate tonight, God incarnate, entering into this world for one purpose and one purpose only, to save you. You. That is our foundation. that is the source of our hope, our peace, our love, and our joy. That is how we will obtain it, and that is how we sustain it. Amen.